The lion's share of our history, unfortunately, has not unfolded in Eretz Yisrael, but the majority of the years have been spent in the Gullus, exile, and diaspora. And thus it's incumbent upon us, Klal Yisrael, in the Gullus, as we pine and we wait for the Gula Shlema, to understand how do we relate to our host country? How do we handle relationships and not dealing and living in a country that's ours? For many, many years, decades and centuries, we lived under terrible dictatorships and oppressors who did not allow us to practice our religion freely and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu openly. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed to live in a country in a Malchus of Chesed. The United States of America has afforded us the rights to practice our religion freely. But at the same time, we must understand, how do we relate? And how do we deal living in a country that's so good to us? And how are we able to manage to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu under these circumstances when we are not in Eretz Yisrael, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and when we are not in Yerushalayim? In the summer of 1964, Rabbi Soloveitchik penned a foundational and fundamental essay titled Confrontation, where he addressed this issue there as well as in other collected writings of his in public lectures. And he turned to the beginning of our Sedra, Parshas Chayei Sarah, where Avram has a dialogue with the Bnei Ches and with Ephron. And upon coming to their area and their space to purchase real estate and a plot of property to be used as a burial site for his family and descendants, Avram says four words to Ephron and to the Bnei Ches, which are the model for how we are supposed to deal with people outside of our land and when we are living not in the country of Eretz Yisrael. And Avram says to Ephron, Ger v'soshav anochi imachem. Ger is an alien, an outsider. A toshav is a resident, a local. And Rabbi Soloveitchik asked, how did Avram explain and express and articulate these two contradictory terms, polar opposites, antonyms? They don't work together. They're mutually exclusive. Either I'm a resident or an alien. Either I'm a temporary dweller or I am an absolute citizen. How could it be ger v'soshav anochi imachem? How could both things be true? And Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that Avram Avinu was telling Ephron exactly that. And I quote his language. Certainly, Avram was telling Ephron, I am a resident. I am one of you. I'm a toshav. I engage in business as you do. I speak your language. I take full part in your social economic institutions. I even served in the armed forces and I'm ready to defend the country should it be attacked by an enemy. I work with you in the laboratory, endeavor to overcome illness. I produce and develop the country. I am a resident in the fullest sense of the word. But at the same time, says Avraham, I am a stranger, and in some fields a foreigner. I have my own destiny, my own Torah, my own direction, my own ethics, my own way of approaching right and wrong based upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty. Thus Avraham Avinu tells Ephron and establishes to the Bnei Ches as he enters their area and their space, Ger, I'm an alien, I'm separate, I'm different. We have a different approach to life. But Toshav, I will be a resident and I'll be fully entrenched and enshrined in your life and be able to give to your community and to your land as well. That is the establishment and that's the model of Avram Avinu. And that's what we have to understand when we are not living in Eretz Yisrael. And that's how we work and live in a host country. Well, how did the Bnei Ches respond? How did Ephron respond to that? Was he willing to accept it? Would he acquiesce? Or would he fight back and contend? Listen to Ephron's response. Shemaenu, listen to me, says Ephron to Avram. Nisi Elohim ata, you are a godly man, a princely man. But bisocheinu, amongst us. I understand what you said Ephron. Ger v'soshav. I understand that double entendre. I understand that they're not mutually exclusive in your world. And you want to live both as a resident and as an alien. But I will have none of that. Bisocheinu, you have to be fully part and parcel of what we have to establish here. You can't be an alien. You can't have your own way of life. You can't have your own ethics. You can't have your own destiny if you want to be with us. B'mivchar kivareinu. Your burial plot will be kivareinu, like ours. Your way of death will be like ours. Your way of life will be like ours. You can't have it both ways. You can't be a ger and a toshav. You can't be both an alien and a resident. And Avram responds, Vayidaber itam lemor, ve'ein lashon dibor ela lashon az v'kasha, say Chazal. Avram spoke back to them sternly, strongly, reaffirming his position of ger v'soshav anochi imachem. We are both. And if we can't be both, then we don't have a place here. And we will be gerim. We will be aliens. We will be toshavim. We'll be yibili residents. We'll be able to combine and complement these two elements together. They're not divisive. They're not separate. They're not antonyms. But the Jew is able to live in the golos perfectly, harmoniously, being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serve Hashem, do mitzvos and fulfill the Torah the way it's supposed to be done, and at the same time also be involved and engaged in society. This is the message of Avram to Ephron. This is the message of Avram to the Bnei Ches, and this is Avram's message to us, Klal Yisrael, in the year Tav Shin Pei Aleph 2020. Are we Jewish Americans or American Jews? What's first? Ger v'soshav anoch imachem. We are aliens and residents in this country. We are blessed to live here and to be so lucky to have inalienable rights, to have the freedom to practice our religion. But at the same time, we must understand that we're gerim and we are aliens. Avram teaches this, and this message passes on to his grandson Yaakov Avinu, who is the Av, who is the patriarch of the Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him b'maros halayil in the evening, because Yaakov has to go to Egypt, has to go to Mitzrayim, and listen to the psukim, and listen to the way Paro speaks to Yaakov when he enters Egypt, and Yaakov's response to Paro, when he says to him, Logur ba'aretz banu, we have entered here to logur, sojourn, as we say in the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah says, melamed shalom. Yaakov didn't come to settle or to dwell in Egypt. You know why we came? We came to be sojourners. We came to be temporary residents. We are aliens, like my Zaydi Avram in Ephron's country. And like my grandfather established with the Bnei Ches, so too I will establish with you, Paro, says Yaakov, that we are Geirim, Hayisem, Be'eretz, Mitzrayim, we are aliens, temporary dwellers, not residents, not Toshavim, not citizens. And listen to the words of the holy Meshech Chachmer Meir Simcha Midavinsk in Parshas Bichukosai, as he explains Yaakov's commentary to Paro. Milame Ledoros, Yaakov was teaching generations. Bichol Golos Vigolos, in every exile that we are in. Hahanhaga, the appropriate approach. Yedun Shlo Yardu Lishtakeya Rak Logur Ad Boketz Hayamin. Every country, every land, every state, every continent that the Jew has found himself on and in, we're only coming temporarily. As Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov famously said, Kol Mokom Shani Holech, Ani Holech L'Eretz Yisrael. Wherever I'm settling, I'm on my way. I'm traveling. I'm headed somewhere else. Like the Chafetz Chaim told, I'm a passerby. I'm not here forever. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's where the Yaakov Avinu was telling Paro. V'yunechshavim be'enei atzmam lo kezrachim. Although we receive citizenship, we should never see ourselves as fully settled. That's what Yaakov tells Paro. That's what the Meshech Chachma explained to us. And we need to know this and hear this over and over and over again. And Yaakov tells this to his children as they head to the land of Mitzrayim as well. When Yaakov says, Yesh shever b'Mitzrayim, I understand that there's food in the land of Egypt. Vayomer Yaakov Levanav, Yaakov tells his sons, Lama Tisra'u, why are you conspicuous? Be careful. Go under the radar. You're aliens. You are not full-fledged citizens and residents in Egypt. Don't make yourself loud. Don't flaunt what you have, if it's wealth, if it's property, it's success. Why create the sense of people looking at you? Don't be in the middle of the limelight in the front of the media, but be quiet. Don't allow yourself to have a sense where people will say, look at those Jews. Lama Tisro, why are you expressing yourself in a way that could explode? Anti-Semitism comes when the Jew places himself front and center and doesn't allow himself to be under the radar, under the gun. Our goal as Jews has to be Lama Tisro, make ourselves conspicuous. Yes, walk tall as Jews, proud as Jews, fulfill the Torah and the mitzvos, build batei medrash, batei knesios, build shuls and schools, yeshivas. That's what Yaakov told Yehuda, Ves Yehuda Shalach, Lefan of Goshna, set up yeshivas in Mitzrayim, set up yeshivas and day schools in the land of the United States. But recognize that this is a temporary place to be. Be thankful that we have what we have. Engage in society. Give to society. Be part of the democratic life that we have and the country that we're so blessed to be part of. But now more than ever, carefully. Yes, we can lobby. Certainly we can advocate for rights and our positions and things that stand for the qualities that we stand strong for. We have the right to and we should. But carefully. And be willing to yield. Be conspicuous. Be a little bit under the radar. And have the ability to be submissive as well. And don't create divisiveness and division. And maybe don't even call people out or scream or make strong statements. Yes, be proud and be tall. Fulfill the Torah, Hashem. And stand up for the rights that we do stand up for. But do so carefully because we are geirim v'toshavim. We are aliens and residents, not mutually exclusive, but complementary. May we be zocha to fulfill this, to live this life in the wonderful country that we live in and continue to pine and wait. Shibane beis hamikdash b'meherav yameinu, to be zocha to live b'Yerushalayim habnuya. Good Shabbos to everybody.